This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. Hope it's a special day. It's morning devotions. I want to tell you a true story. Hard to believe, but it's true. Back in 1999, the Times of London newspaper reported that when an employee of a law firm in England committed suicide, the firm charged his mother about $20,000 to settle his work. And the bill included $2,300 to go to his home and find out why he didn't show up to work. They found, tragically, his body there. Plus $500 for identifying the body for the coroner. Plus about $250 to go to his mother's home, knock on her door and tell her that her son was dead. Now, as you can imagine, there was an outcry from the readers of this newspaper when the story hit the press. There was a lot of unfavourable publicity, and so the firm eventually withdrew the bill. So how heartless was that? Unacceptable. But that was the decision taken by the law firm to recoup their money in tragic circumstances. And you could end up wondering, how could you be so insensitive to somebody else's pain? Imagine how you would feel in that case. But do you know that often we don't care about the feelings of somebody else? We've had the experience of being on the receiving end of somebody's bullying or thoughtless words. We feel injured. But people do hurt each other every day, and most of the time, I think we do it unintentionally, perhaps in ignorance, and sometimes we don't even realise that we've hurt the special person in our life. And I like the old saying that you've probably heard before, I shall pass through this world but once. Any good thing, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer it or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. When I look at the Bible, one thing is very clear, and that is that Jesus Christ, was sensitive to people's pain. There's lots of examples of this from the Bible. Mark chapter 5, we see the story of a woman who'd been bleeding for 12 years. She'd been to doctors, no success, she had pain, she wasn't getting any better. So here was this terrible situation for her. And she'd heard that Jesus was coming and came behind him and with the crowd and touched his clothes immediately. The bleeding stopped, and Jesus knew something had happened. He turned and spoke very kindly to this woman that everyone had shunned, and she poured out her story to him. The crowd was annoyed by this, but Jesus said these very touching words in Mark 5, verse 25, "You're well now because of your faith. May God give you peace. You're healed. You will no longer be in pain." Now, remarkable. Jesus noticed the one person in the crowd of people. He noticed when someone was in pain. Matthew, for example, tells us that Jesus went to many of the towns and villages and he healed people of their sickness. And when he looked at the crowds, he felt compassion for them. He felt sorry for them. They were confused, helpless. He actually said they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he didn't judge them. He judged the religious hypocrites, of course, but he mixed with people. So Jesus knew pain. He had pain of his own, the pain of dying on the cross. His pain actually had a purpose. And you know what that purpose was? That he died a horrible death on the cross for us. So Jesus has been there. He can relate to our times of distress. God has not forgotten us. So why not think about it in this way, that the suffering of Jesus can actually redeem us. It can transform us, can help us. It was Mother Teresa who said the biggest disease today is not leprosy or cancer. It's being uncared for or unwanted, being deserted and alone. The greatest evil, she says, is the lack of love and charity and indifference between or toward one's neighbour who may be the victim of poverty or disease or exploitation left at the roadside. So let's do something about the hurts and the pains of other people. You can be a friend to others. We can be motivated, actually, in a funny way, by our own pain, knowing that pain can often say something very unique. So get to know Jesus, the one who cares, and, the scripture says, to be kind and compassionate to other people. Well, dear Lord, how wonderful to know that you've made us in your own image, that we should care for one another. Lord, help us not to substitute anything for that. We want to be careful people. We want to show your compassion. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.